Tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki tēnei hōtaka ara ko mana tawa. Ko moeawa tēnei, your host for this afternoon. And now the two boys have left, and my co-host is Casper. I don't know if you all know who that person is. Ha! Wednesday jokes, they can go in the bin. I'll leave the jokes for our next guest, but it is 40 minutes past three, and I'm glad to tell you, on the line with us now, we've got Janae Henry. She's going to be talking to us about 2 Cents Too Much, which is a new show. I actually ended up watching it yesterday, the first episode, mean as. But yes, the show is with the spin-off, which is hosted by Janae, who's, well, she's a legend. She's a comedian. And I want to talk to her about what this kaupapa is, because it's quite neat. So we'll bring her up and have a kōrero. Kia ora, Janae. Kei te pēhea koe.
Kia ora. Kei te pai. We had a little launch gathering last night with heaps of my friends. So a little bit tired, but yeah, feeling really good and really excited.
You should, because I did watch it. It was so relevant, and not to mention, I mean, Jordan with a Y is pretty cool as well. So that was a neat, good choice. But just for some of those who've not seen anything about it, can you talk to us about what it is?
Yeah, cool. So 2 Cents Too Much is kind of my idea of a talk show. So there's 6 different episodes with 6 different kaupapa. The first one was Te Reo Māori Revitalisation, and each ep is about 7 minutes long, and it's on the spin-off, and I'll just be launching every Tuesday for the next 5 weeks.
Now, obviously, not obviously, some people might not know this, but one of the things that I saw was that it's for a generation who don't necessarily listen to talkback radio or, you know, the 6 p.m. news. And that's me, even though I'm on the radio. That's something not just because of my job, but sometimes it's not the content that that caters to my ears. And so can you break down the choice of the content and the way that you decided to go about how you wanted to share it to everyone?
Yeah, that's I know what you mean, eh? Like, even though you're a part of something doesn't necessarily mean in all your free time you're like tuning into everything. I think that rangatahi get a real rough rap when we talk about youth politically, about like they're not engaged and they don't care, and I'm chronically online, and I know that we do care heaps about so much stuff. But the places where the conversations are happening aren't necessarily where we are. And so we just wanted to make some cool content about stuff that's important to us and to me, sort of hopefully watchable and fun and poppy, and bring on some cool guests who have been thinking about all this stuff for a lot longer than me, to hang out and have a kōrero and, yeah, just share our thoughts on different kaupapa.
Miharo. And can you talk to us about some of those guests? You said there were a few episodes. Can you talk to about some of the guests that come on to those episodes?
Yeah, so the first one's Te Reo Māori Revitalisation. That's already out. The next one coming out is about the cost of living crisis. And we've got this incredible economist, Shama Beale. I didn't know that economists could be like left-wing, cool, rock and roll and empathetic, because I haven't really seen it much. But Shama Beale is all those things. What else do we have? We have vaping. Elijah Teatea is a rangatahi who is a part of a collective called the Ha Collective, which is like a rangatahi-led solution to help get people out of vaping. We do a museum episode where we talk to someone who works in Mātauranga Māori at the Te Papa Museum. The Monarchy, where we talk to the artist The Hori, which was a real cool kōrero, and they could have cut that interview in 1,000 different ways, so I don't know what they've picked yet. And sex education. And we talk to someone who is doing their PhD in sex ed and out of school.
It's so, I love the topics. I mean, there's so many ways that you could have gone But to definitely the ones that you've chosen to focus on are right at the top for a lot of, not just Māori, a lot of rangatahi and actually everyone. So that's really neat. Who was a part of creating this or creating Two Cents Too Much, the idea around it and the content that you decided to share with everyone?
I co-wrote everything with my best friend, Gibby Anderson, who is a fellow comedian, and we've been working together and friends now for like over 5 years, so we kind of get each other in a really unspoken way. But it was directed by Bree Peters, who is Wahine Māori, and she got the vision immediately, and it was produced by Jin, an iconic, just gorgeous woman. So it was really cool to have so many people around it, and then Thea, who also has the musical persona of Te Kahu, did some like script edits and cultural advising and stuff. So, yeah, there are heaps of people involved.
That's halfway through that conversation, for some reason, the fact that you're a comedian popped up in my mind. Now, I know that you are more than just a comedian. There's so many elements to who you are and the skills that you have. But there is something about comedians sharing important information and facts and the way that we I don't know if cope is the right word, no it's not, but you know, the way that we receive information from comedians seems to work. Was that the idea?
Yeah, I think so. And before I did comedy, I came from a theatre and education background, so like the first thing I did out of uni was, do you know the Duffy Books and Homes?
I do.
Sure. Yeah, that was me. I was one of the actors like going around the primary school. Yeah, more recently I did sex education through Sexwise, and we go into like all sorts of places and alternative education facilities and locked facilities to teach sex education to rangatahi. So I'm really passionate about using creative outlets and humour and all of that stuff to speak to other people and make it digestible. I also think, to me, it's an innately Māori thing to use humour all the time, and I think coping is the right word, to cope and to push through everything. Māori are an extremely resilient people, and I reckon we're just constantly laughing about everything around us. The saddest events can also be the funniest, and I think that that's kind of magic.
I thought another example of how you put that into practice was actually, what's that show you did with the other Māori wahine? It was just, oh my gosh.
Oh, she's off at my the door.
Yes, it was just, oh my gosh, it was unreal. But absolutely. And now I've just realised where I might have met you before. I used to work in sexual health for a whole different group of people. But I was like, maybe I've seen you there, because I was trying to think, where have I seen you outside of that space? But I don't know. Who knows?
Probably.
But hey, this sounds like a really cool kaupapa. And I think one of the things that definitely got me was the poem at the end, the song at the end. Oh, man, you two are just crack up. And so I might play a snippet of that for our listeners just so they can just get a sense of what flavour you kind of try to throw out to the people in that first episode anyway, and I'm looking forward to the rest of them. But what are you hoping people take from this?
I think, honestly, that like not all sides of an argument always need to be platformed. I think heaps about like during Māori Language Week, when people get, you know, an incredible Māori person who's like fighting to revitalise the language, and they'll get like some random racist to fight about whether that's necessary. And I actually don't think we need to hear both sides anymore when one opinion is just straight up wrong. So I guess, I don't know, I hope people take what they want from it, because I also think as well that if you are Māori, then you don't also need like the constant lessons. I think if you're Māori, the thing you'll get from it is different to what you'll get from it if you're Pākehā. I think there's potentially more to learn from it if you're Pākehā, but I think if you're Māori, you'll have a more fun time.
I love that, and that is definitely a good way to go about life, so I appreciate that kōrero there. But hey, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon on Manatawa. I'm looking forward to the next couple of episodes, and hopefully we can, potentially we can talk to you once they're all out and we can unpack maybe how people have received it.
Oh yeah, that would be gorgeous.
Love it, love it. All right then, we'll let you go, but thank you so much again for talking to us this afternoon.
Kia ora, ka kite,
po marie. That's Janae Henry there. She is a comedian and she's the host of the new show with the spin-off called 2 Cents Too Much. Love it. Ha takehi tēnei tangata, tino koi. Like, mena ka moiho koe ki tēnei tangata, moiho nei koutou, te koi o te whakaraupapa o ana nei kōrero, me ana nei kaupapa, just how she does things is just clever, very clever. And she's surrounded by other people who are just as clever, and they all create some pretty neat content on that. I'm just going to throw a little snippet out there for you all to have a bit of a listen to. If you haven't seen the show, the first episode, I encourage you to go watch it. It's with Jordan with a Y. She's a bit of a regular here on Radio Wātea. But the first one is poses the question, does everyone have a right to learn te reo Māori? But at the end of it, they did a bit of a waiata, so I'm going to play a bit of it because it's too good. It's too good not to share with everyone, but this is Janae and Jordan with a Y, with their waiata from their first episode about te reo Māori, essentially. Have a listen.
Kia ora mai tātou katoa.
Kia ora.
Gonna learn some Māori.
Ish.
Gotta learn some Māori.
Right now.
Revitalizing is hard.
Waiter,
waiter,
hey, waiter.
2 feet out there, hope for my wrong out there.
Don't be scared, baby. Do it anyway.
Get on my vodka coffee, cause we're going up.
All the way.
Kōrero with my friends at Pia Topo. I kani kani kwe mō te pokato. Kani kani, spend my money. Te reo dripping from my tongue like honey. Tangata tiriti, tangata whenua. Sign up to course and get that reo up. Sitting on a wait list, I'm just waiting. Gotta be honest, I don't feel patient.
Prioritization,
the recommendation. It's all a part of decolonization.
Yeah.
If you're ready, then hide in my ear hole. If not, hei te wāti, tōke Māori, a wairua Māori, a ringa-ringa. So many Māori, it makes me wanna sing a singer. Where you are right now is where you need to be. If you agree, then pā tōtō with me.
I'm gonna learn.
You gotta sign yourself up though, I think.
Can you do it for me?
Realize revitalizing is hard.
Waiter, waiter, baby.
Gorgeous, taught us that class. Have a karaka for every situation. Caught it all with my friends, no hesitation. Apply the skills I learned to my vocation. Te reo Māori appreciation. That's what we call revitalization.
Love it. Say it again.
That's what we call revitalization.
Wow. That was a lot.
Shout out to Timasatini. I'm looking for Rōpū.
We love you, Tex.
We love you.
And Rōpūha.
There you have it. That's Jordan with a Y and Janae Henry. That's a poll, a bit of. That's Janae Henry there. She is a comedian and she's the host of the new show with the spin-off called 2 Cents Too Much. Love it.